Hey everybody, and welcome back to Reading with Maddie. Today we will be reading Legend by Marie Lu. I am so excited for this episode because when did I record the last one? Friday, I think. Yeah, Friday, maybe? Question mark? It is Monday now, and I have already read another book, which is so exciting because I did not think I would read another book for like another 2 months. So, first, like, normal scheduled episodes since, like, August? Lit? Okay, getting to Legend. I got this book for my birthday last year and only just now read it because I forgot that I had it. And I found it and I was like, I'm in a Snapchat group chat that one of my friends added me to for Marie Lu. And I've never read a Marie Lu book. And so I decided to read it. And it was so good. I read the first, like, 200-ish pages last night and finished it today. I'm recording this on President's Day, so I didn't have any school. So that was really awesome. So I could read at, like, 12. It was awesome. And stayed up last night until, like, 2 a.m. also reading. I missed doing that. So, lit. I'm also probably going to release this on Friday because I don't want to. Too close together. Okay, this is like kind of surprising. I don't think, like, looking back on it, I really don't think I've read an enemies to lovers book, and they're like so popular, and I might be just like me being dumb right now, but like I really don't think I have before now. I, looking back on it, like I can't remember a book that I've read that was like very much the main thing and enemies to lovers plot. So I get the hype. It was so good. I did not like expect this to be a like romance book. Like, looking at it, like, there's a lot of like action and then there's a lot of like romance, not that much, but like, you know what I mean? Like I thought it would just be like fighting the whole time. I didn't really know what this book was about at all, so I just have heard people talk about it, so that's what I was getting that from. It was so good. So good. 9 out of 10 book. Probably like 4.5 out of 5. Usually I do 5. That's so funny. Anyways, this, yep, Legend. I forgot about the recap last time, lol. So I will be doing that next. Okay, I have a 30-second timer up. I did not think about this at all before I started. So I really do not think this is going to go that well. Anyways, we're just gonna start. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so it starts out, right? And we have this kid Day and we have this kid June. They're like 15 and they both are like super smart, except June is like good smart and Day is like bad smart, and there's a war going on, and they like each other but they can't, and they and Day tries to do stuff and he gets execution, and then June saves him and everything is all good and they run away together. Okay, that was 30 seconds. Oh my gosh, beep. Okay, that was woo. I definitely touched the main points. Anyways, that was a recap. Probably might give myself more time next time. Time went by very quickly. Okay, next up we have the quote. All right, so this quote is on page 66. Let me bring it up because I did not type it in for some reason. I have the book next to me. I literally have so many sticky notes in this book. It's so funny. Okay, page 66. I look away from Thomas and toward the altar so he doesn't see the tears in my eyes. I can't smile back. I don't think I'll ever smile again. Let's get this over with, I whisper. Period. Oh my gosh. I just really like, this is like showing the end of her like origin story. You know what I mean? Like, it's a cool way to like end it and then like start so many ideas, and I love Miss Lu's writing so much. So that's basically it. It stood out to me. That's our quote. Next up we'll be talking about the characters. All right, so starting off with June, because she was my favorite. I loved her so much. I think her name is silly. I like how June is like a month and then day is it's day, so they match up. It's cool. I loved her so much. I think her name is silly. Yep. She is just like so smart, and I loved how like I could never really like tell what was going on with her, like in her head, and like everything was just so like I'm a girl boss and I know it. She's just such a like good main character, and I loved how I could like read her without getting annoyed. And she, I love how this wasn't written by like a man. If this book was written by a man, like I swear to God, I would hate it so much. But it's not. And that is just so exciting because it's so like good. And June is like such a well-written girl, and I love that. Moving on to Day, I thought he was pretty chill. I also did not get annoyed with him. I loved how like we got to read everything from both of their point of views, and it's not like a Jason Grace moment where you dread reading his chapter. Anyway, Day was like pretty cool, and he was so smart, but like in like the same way as June, but also like a different way. And I liked how he was very family oriented and kind and not murderous. So yeah, I thought he was, yeah, 10 out of 10 character. Moving on to two of the, like, what's it called? Minor characters? I think so. Yeah, probably. First off, we have Tess. I thought she was chill. I don't really have an opinion on her. Like, she's kind of annoying. Like, she didn't do anything that was, like, overly, like, annoying. Like, she was just kind of there. Like, she reminds me of one of my freshman friends. Like, you're younger than me. Why are we telling me what to do? Like, in that type of way. But also, like, Day is, like, cool with, like, Tess telling him what to do. So it's, like, you know what I mean? I liked how she was their medic. That was pretty cool. She's just kind of there. yeah, that's Tess. Moving on to, bruh, this kid, Thomas. Bruh, I wanted to punch this kid so bad. Just, like, deck him straight in the face. Break his nose. He was so like creepy towards June for no reason, and like showing up at her like apartment just like randomly. Bruh, he's the like the reason I don't like men. Literally, I want to punch him so bad. No good qualities. I don't really care about any of the other people in this book, so we're just gonna go straight into my favorite parts. Okay, so the amount of sticky notes in this book is a bit silly. So I went through and I picked like a good amount of them to talk about. I don't really know how long this is gonna take. Might make the episode like an hour, might make it like 10 more minutes. So that's really awesome. Yeah, I love the amount of sticky notes I put in this book, and it's so colorful, and the amount of like pink compared to like every other color. It's so funny. Anyways. First off, though, before we get into it, I love the cover of this book and the gold and the like gray. It's so like pretty. I don't know what kind of symbol is on the front, but I like it. I love the fonts and colors and how Miss Lou makes it so easy to remember who like the POV is, like is who's talking, because June is like in black. Are they in different like fonts? I'm looking. They're in different fonts too, and like I think they might be in different sizes. Like I feel like Days looks a bit like smaller, but anyways, I just love how like she makes it so easy for us to like just like know who is talking, and like the POV is like who it is, and I love that so much. Because okay, I only read like one person is like there. Books, right? The only other one I can think of is like Heroes of Olympus, and I could never remember who was talking in those books. So this is really, I appreciate it. It was like very artistic and creative. Next thing about this book, perfect length. Like I like longer books more, like 500 page books versus like 200 page books. This one was 300, and I think it was perfect. Like there's just like a lot of plot going on, and everything is just like constantly like running, and it doesn't get boring ever, and I love that. And like I would like much rather like read this like a 300 page book versus like a 600 page book. And I just really, yeah, it was like the perfect length, and I just, yeah, I loved it. Okay, getting on to the actual book now. First random thought. These are all just like random things that I wrote down, so bear with me if it is a bit all over the place. First thing, I loved that they always got Day's picture wrong on his wanted thing because they didn't know what he looked like, and it made me think of Tangled and Eugene's nose, and that made me happy. So, next thing, when June said that she was the only person who got like a 1500 on her trial, and I wrote on a sticky note, I wrote so big, I knew it, because I they mentioned it. He mentioned that like some like random kid had gotten a 1500, and I was like, that's gonna be the girl next. That's gonna be the girl next. And it was. I am so smart. It was so exciting. I was like, yes, slay me. It was awesome. Next thing, literally, I hate how the, like, I don't even remember her name, the commander, military lady person, made June go straight into working and, like, take her brother's spot and, like, making all of her stuff about her brother and, like, is doing things for his death and, like, finding his killer, like, straight away. Like, didn't even give her any time. Straight into it. Like, that is a 15-year-old girlie whose, like, family is now all dead. Like, the trauma everyone in this world has, literally, like, what is even going on? Oh my gosh. Speaking of like the world itself, I expected this to take place in like a made up place. It was in like the US, but like so like I think it was far ahead of like right now, and I thought that was so funny because I thought it was just like gonna be like a random world that is made up, and then it wasn't. So all of the comments from both June and Day, just like randomly before they like made out, were so funny. The random like, oh my gosh, they look so attractive right now, or like, oh my gosh, I want to run my hands through their hair. It was so funny. They just came out of nowhere. Like they would be like doing something, and I'd just be like, oh my gosh, this kid, bruh, so pretty. It was so funny. I loved it. I love the part when they like did kiss, and I thought it was so funny because June like she like clicks her mouth to make her microphone turn on. She turned it on. I thought that was hilarious. I also feel like it like went like really fast, like it was perfect, of course, but like also like give us some kind of slow burn. But I also loved it. So, next thing. June says that it is nauseating when she figures out that this kid is Day, and bruh, word choice, love it, awesome. Oh my gosh, the next thing, this is my most favorite thing in like ever. The commander lady girl, I don't remember her name, she called June the Republic's golden girl. I wrote in this, OMG, June is the it girl, and literally, oh my gosh, it's so funny. June is the it girl in this world. She's the Emma Chamberlain of the Republic, and I love that for her. So girl boss queen slay. June is going to get she's gonna be like invited to Fashion Week. She's gonna have her own coffee brand. She's slay. She is so slay, and I love that for her. When they find out that Day didn't fail his trial, literally go him. I love how the only two people who got perfect scores get together. Yas, smart people love. I thought that was so funny. Oh my gosh. And then when Day was like captured and he's talking to Thomas, and Day is just like, LOL, she's mine, literally, you suck. Such girl boss moment. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I loved it. Oh my gosh. I wrote stop it, OMG, in like gigantic letters when June finds out that Thomas is the one who killed her brother. It's a moment. She is so smart. I loved her. Oh my gosh. That's like so upsetting for her though. Like this like your family dies, and then this kid who's like closest to their family killed her family. Literally, why would you make her go through that? 15. This girl is, yeah. She also, like, went through school so fast. Go her, literally. Oh my gosh, the ending was, like, so sad. Sad face, period, when John got killed instead of Day. It was so sad. Like, bruh, literally so sad. That is all the parts that I wrote, and I went through that so quickly. So, I loved the ending and how there wasn't any boring stuff and it didn't, like, continue on too much. Like, they wrapped it up perfectly. I'm so excited to read the next one. I think there's more after this. Maybe ? So, I'm hoping there is. If there's not, I will be reading more books by this author because I loved it. I loved all the foreshadowing in this book. Like, I don't know if it's foreshadowing. We just did this term in English, so I should know this, but they would set it up at, like, the end of some chapters so you, like, can basically figure out, like, what's gonna happen, but, like, you also can't. And, like, it's always changing, and, like, at other parts, like, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I did not expect that. 10 out of 10 surprise. But then at some parts, it's like, OMG, like, this is gonna happen. I loved it. This is such a 10 out of 10 book. That's not true. I said, okay, I'm giving it 9.5, yeah, 9.5 out of 10, because literally I am too scared to rate it 10 out of 10, because I don't know why, but yeah, that is this book. Next, we're going to be talking about Taylor Swift. Okay, starting out, I have so many thoughts. This is very much a Reputation book, like, definitely. June's favorite album is definitely Reputation, and she is definitely a Swiftie. I think a song that goes with this book is gorgeous, for obvious reasons. Exclamation point, times three. Okay, this is, you cannot argue with me on this one. June and Tess, Swifties together, literally. June is a Reputation, Speak Now, Red Girl. And Tess is a 1989 Lover debut Fearless Girl. Period. That is correct. And you can't tell me I'm wrong. Other thing, Day would definitely listen to Kanye. he'd ask them about Donda once a day. And they would punch him. As they should. I feel like Day would be like a Kanye Radiohead kid. Shout out to Seth, bruh. Anyways, that's Taylor Swift. I'm thinking about doing an episode where we just, I, with somebody, and we just talk about Red Taylor's version, because it was a moment, and I feel like I didn't touch it on it, like, too much last time, and I feel like it would be fun. So, might do that soon. Anyways, yeah, that is the episode. Shout out to my best friend Lola, because she posts this on her story, and that was very kind of her. So thank you guys so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, hydrate, and have a good time. I will see you next when I do. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye. Have a slay day.